Scott Engel here with Brad Boxberger of the Diamondbacks. Brad, you have a very calm demeanor, it seems like, on the mound, like some other closers, a little more demonstrative, et cetera. Is that because just, you know, you've been doing it before? You know, why are you so seemingly unflappable out there?
I think it's just part of my personality. I mean, I just try to be myself out there, and that's the personality I have, so I just kind of try to stay within myself.
Do you believe you've pitched in the eighth and the ninth inning that when you're in that ninth inning that there's a different mentality to closing games that you have to have?
I think there's definitely a little bit of a different mentality. I mean, the final three outs are definitely can get a little interesting depending on how the game's going, but I mean, those last six outs in any situation are tough.
Seems like, at least from an outside perspective, like we didn't know who was going to be the Arizona closer coming into the season, but you were the guy that actually won the job, and now you got a nice back end of the bullpen with Archie Bradley and you. What was your mentality heading into the season, spring training, about possibly winning the job?
Going into spring training, I was just trying to stay healthy. I mean, the last couple of years I've had a little bit of hiccups in spring training, so it's just a matter of staying healthy, and whatever the role was coming out of camp, it was. So just fortunate to have the opportunity.
You feel like with the way you're saving games, you've been very effective this year. It's kind of like picking up where you left off in 2015 when you saved over 40 games?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having that experience in 15 has definitely helped with going into this year, and just being able to know what to kind of expect. So, yeah, just kind of getting back out there and doing what I can.
Your dad was a pro pitcher, too. You know, how much is he still of a help to you, you know, and, you know, how much do you talk to him, like, after a game, et cetera?
You know, I talked to him a little bit about the game, but I mean, mostly just about life stuff. So try to keep baseball here in the clubhouse, and when I go home, it's just all about family and being ready for the next day.
Last one for you. It's not that you know how it works, but you've played fantasy football in the past. When somebody like me says, "Hey, Brad, I have four fantasy teams, and you're my closer on three fantasy teams. I drafted you in three leagues." Do you take that as a compliment, and why?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it means that people think I'm good at what I do, so it's definitely a compliment. And I mean, I don't understand really any of the fantasy baseball stuff since I've never done it, but yeah, it's nice to be, I guess, drafted again in different fantasy leagues.
Brad, thanks a lot.
You got it.